I'm Don Cornelius, and for years I've been listening to Tom Abbott tell us that a poem a day won't kill you. And also, listening to these poems a day, I listen to people come up with all these introspective, highly intellectual poems, and I thought, well, maybe I should give it a shot, see what I could do. So I thought I'd give it a shot. Here's my poem, and it's titled, A Poem a Day Won't Kill You. April's Poetry Month on KFSK. It's a sane diversion from the news of the day. Tom claims one won't kill you, but what's his basis? Has this been proven or a mere hypothesis? Where's the research? Control groups, people in lab coats, more doses, test tubes, pages and pages of notes, microscopes, blood samples, charts connecting the dots, published in scientific journals. That's not asking a lot. Who's peered in the paper neath the heading obituary? Interviewed a black-suited guy at the mortuary. And our clinic's own doctors and the deceased next of kin. Could that KFSK poem be what did someone in? That 97-year-old skydiver, you want to know why? He didn't open his chute as he plunged through the sky. 'Twas a publicity stunt, an entire poem he would read before opening his chute. What an incredible deed. But the poem, it was long, and his glasses blew off. His Alzheimer's didn't help, nor did his bad cough. So was it the day's poem that sent him home to the Lord, or did he simply forget to pull the ripcord? I know I sound picky or need a tranquilizing pill, but this could be serious if a poem could be fatal. I don't want to die because I turned on the radio, heard a Lee Ribbick poem instead of Oren on Tradio. Oh, what's the difference? Why should anyone care? The sun's shining outside. Cranes are high in the air. The flamingos are back. Bird song, did I hear a bee? Guess I'll relax and hope this poem won't kill me. A year ago, another poem inspired me. So I guess I write one poem a year after listening to A Poem a Day Won't Kill You. This is actually a true story, and it happened when we rented a car a year ago. It's called Our $16 a Day Car. We rented a car on a recent trip. Just $16 a day, said the ad. A Toyota Corolla or equivalent. The price didn't sound too bad. Whoops, an insurance item remained, something more for the shopping cart. That price couldn't be retained. We still needed the collision part. For on our own car, we saved plenty of dough, because for 1 year's coverage, the charge is worth more than the thing's worth, so we skip it. The savings large. But with a mere $10 added once per day, a fender dent would never be a worry. It seemed wise to say, okay. We reached the rental store at 10:30 late that night, most weary and exhausted from our third airplane flight. Oh, about the insurance, grinned the car rental man. I said, oh, we're covered by your $10 a day plan. I don't see it here, he smiled as his computer he checked. Are you sure it's worth a chance if this car should turn up wrecked? Drat. I strained to recall the deal that bested my ability. I didn't bring the papers. What if I'd only bought liability? I give, I said. How much the cost? What will be my outlay? That comes to $20 more. Oh, that's once per day. With a sigh, we set off in our Corolla, happy to be on the go, till the next day sunlight revealed a front end designed to plow snow. A rock, parking lot, speed bump. We go to places that's got 'em. Disaster lay on the agenda. We'd surely tear up the bottom. Alas, our itinerary changed. We returned to the rental store. Can we exchange this thing, something with clearance, just a wee bit more? The nice man behind the counter, scanning his computer, found a blip. Oh, yes, we have a new Volvo. $200 for the rest of your trip. What's the difference, I sadly moaned. We've stretched our budget so far, and we drove away from that town in our $16 a day car.